This is Bird Note. Long-distance migration can be hard on a bird's body, and finishing the journey can require some trade-offs. So, for example, a Swainson's thrush might migrate all the way between northern Canada and South America twice a year. In the weeks before such a long journey, and during key stopovers en route, the thrush eats like crazy to put on fat. That's the basic fuel it draws on, by oxidizing fatty acids stored beneath the skin, in the abdomen, and in its muscles. During the intense breathing brought on by the sustained flight, much of the body's water supply is used up too. To keep flying, a Swainson's thrush needs to access extra water that's stored in the proteins that make up its internal organs, and especially in its muscles. Metabolizing this muscle tissue generates 5 times more water than metabolizing the fat supplies. Experiments with Swainson's thrushes flying in wind tunnels, under moist and dry conditions, have shown that the birds have evolved to do precisely this. It's a balancing act. They lose some muscle, but gain some water, and are able to complete the ideal migratory path. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.